Tuwi Avos, and Max Gillies, the actor and political satirist, is with me in the studio. His show called Once Were Leaders opens at the Sydney Opera House tonight. And so, Max, John Howard was also very rich pickings for the satirist. Like Hawke, he had a fine set of eyebrows, didn't he?
He did. He trimmed them every now and again, but they blossomed over time, which put him in the same category as his earlier hero, Bob Menzies.
Yes, that's true, isn't it? And so do you have any nice John Howard scripts you might be able to share with us?
A little piece that Guy Rundle wrote for me. This is John Howard explaining his sense of humour.
We weren't allowed to have jokes when I was a boy. I grew up in the 1950s in the middle of the Great Depression. I know the Great Depression ended in the 30s for most people, but my family was strict Methodist, so depression was pretty much a way of life. But we weren't allowed to smile or laugh or joke or sing or dance or move about much at all, really. But Father had read somewhere that laughter was the best medicine. So when any of us got sick with the rickets or the croup or one of the traditional Protestant diseases, Father would take the Methodist Compendium of Humour down from its envelope on the mantelpiece. He'd open it up, lick his fingers, turn the page and intone the first joke therein. And to hear what the joke was, you'll have to come and see the show.
Very wonderful. Fantastic to relive the sound of John Howard again. And just finally, Max Gillies, I know that you're a very big fan of QE2, of Queen Elizabeth II, the Queen of Australia.
Well, yes, of course. Good afternoon, objects. How nice to see you all grovelling yet again for another piece of green paper with my face upon it, of which a large proportion reverts to me through the good auspices of my government. We were born Elizabeth Schleswig-Holstein-Sonderburg-Glücksberg-Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, known as Windsor, also known as Battenberg, also known as Windsor-Mountbatten, and through good fortune, it's serving the interests of the aristocracy in the past to have a weak and foreign king upon the throne of England, a figurehead. My family have been your figureheads for countless generations. And so on, yes. Now, the Queen has, as I said, I've played every Australian Prime Minister since the war. Well, yes. I've also played our head of state, and we've only had one.
She's been there the whole time.
Virtually that whole time.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, she still is. Yeah.
Max Gillies, a pleasure and a delight to see you in here, and I welcome you back, and I look forward to your show. It's called Once We're Leaders, and I think it's playing every night until Saturday.
Angela, that's exactly right.
At the Playhouse at the Sydney Opera House. Good on you, Max. Thank you so much again.
Thanks, Angela.
All the best to you. Bye-bye now.